Adam and Rena went on a camping trip over the weekend. The drive to the campsite was lovely and leisurely. There was no traffic and plenty of beautiful scenery gliding past the windows. They chatted and listened to music during the drive. Adam was more enthusiastic about camping than Rena. She had needed a bit of persuading to join him on the trip. But now that they were at the campsite, she was starting to get excited about it. They parked, checked in at the rustic visitor center, and picked up a map of the campgrounds before heading over to their campsite. As they walked through the woods, they realized that the first cool fall weather of the season had made this a popular weekend for camping. The campground was quite crowded. Adam had been hoping to find a secluded area for them to set up the tent, but that proved to be impossible. Families, couples, and groups of friends were in abundance all around them. Adam and Rena gave up on finding a secluded space and set up their campsite in a shared clearing in the woods. They set up their tent with some laughter and fumbling. At this point, it was starting to get dark, and the two decided to make a fire and start dinner. Rena got the fire going, a skill from her Girl Scout days, while Adam prepared some food. He wrapped up a couple of potatoes in foil to roast in the fire, put some beans in a pot, and sliced up some fruit to ease their hunger while the food cooked. He grabbed two beers from the cooler, handed one to Rena, and they sat next to each other by the fire, enjoying the warmth and looking forward to a hot meal. Rena snacked on the sliced peaches. Adam could not help but notice the sweet juice dripping from her lips and her fingers as she enjoyed the fruit. He leaned over and kissed her, tasting the sweetness. Rena smiled at him and sipped her beer. That was some kiss, she thought, and hoped that there would be more of that later. Adam and Rena talked, occasionally checking on the potatoes, and greeted the other people who walked by. Eventually, the potatoes were ready. In the chilly evening air, it felt delicious to have such a warm and filling meal. Adam cleaned up the dishes while Rena put out the fire. After their long day of sitting in the car and sitting by the fire, they were both feeling a little restless. Rena stood and walked over to Adam. Standing behind him, she put her arms around him and pressed her body against his. Adam took her hands in his. Rena suggested that they go for a walk before turning in for the night. Adam agreed. Holding hands, they strolled around the campground, taking in the sights of so many different groups of people doing camping things, sitting around fires, roasting marshmallows, smoking, playing guitar, laughing, and telling stories. It was lovely to be so far from their mundane lives. As they made their way back to the tent, Adam suddenly stopped walking. He leaned down and in a low voice said to Rena, "I think you should turn to your right. There's something interesting. I think you'll want to see it." Curious, Rena turned to her right and was greeted by an unexpected sight. A few yards away was a tent illuminated from the inside. The light in the tent revealed a woman on her back, her legs in the air, and a man on top of her. As Adam and Rena watched, the man laid down and the woman positioned herself on top of him. Rena's breathing quickened as she saw the shadow of the man's erection before the woman in the tent took his penis and lowered herself so that it was fully inside her. Rena squeezed Adam's hand. Adam stepped in front of her, put a hand on her waist, and moved so that he was pressing her back against the nearest tree. Rena kissed him passionately, excited from seeing that couple fucking in the tent. Indeed, she could still see the woman riding the man's penis. Adam was also very aroused, and he made this clear to Rena by cupping her breasts, running his hands down her body, and grabbing her ass while he kissed her neck. "Hey," Rena whispered to him breathlessly, "I think we should go back to our tent." "Why?" Adam whispered back. "What do you want to do?" "I want to fuck," Rena said, looking into his eyes. "I was thinking the same thing," said Adam, with a sexy, mischievous smile on his face. And who knows? Maybe someone will walk by and see us. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Yes, I would, Rena admitted. The thought of it really turns me on, honestly. And I know that look. You're just dying to fuck me, aren't you? Adam, laughing, took Rena's hand and headed back to their campsite, stealing one last look at the strangers fucking in the tent. Rena and Adam hurried back to their own tent. Rena zipped the door shut while Adam set up a flashlight. They hurriedly undressed. Rena shivered from the chill in the air until Adam laid down next to her. She pulled a soft blanket over them, but Adam removed it. "Oh, but I'm so cold," she said, snuggling closer to his warm body and putting her arms around him. "But I want to see you," said Adam. "And if we're under a blanket, then nobody else will be able to see us either."
Fine, agreed Rena.
She wrapped a leg around him and kissed him deeply. He kissed her back, one hand on her leg, the other around her shoulders. He pulled her on top of him and kissed her tits. Her nipples were already hard. He pinched them and took them in his mouth, biting them until she gasped. He licked the space between her tits. She sighed in pleasure and leaned down to kiss his neck and chest, down his stomach, and looked up at him as she took the base of his penis in her hand and took the tip of his erection into her mouth. She sucked on the head and then licked from the base to tip, wetting his hard penis with her saliva. She jerked his erection with her hand and attentively licked his balls before taking each one into her mouth, massaging and stroking with her tongue. Then she licked the pre-cum from his tip and took his whole sex into her mouth, tightening her lips and bobbing up and down at an even pace. Adam groaned in pleasure, gathering her hair in his hand so that he could see her face. He enjoyed watching her do this almost as much as he enjoyed being inside of her. When he felt dangerously close to coming, he pulled Rena up to his face and kissed her. He pushed her down onto her back, using one hand to pin her arms above her head and the other to slowly touch her vulva. Rena's sex was soaking wet after all that they had seen and done that night. She sighed and gasped as Adam swirled his finger in little circles around her clit. Her legs shook. He kissed her neck. He rubbed his finger up and down her slit. Her hips thrust up toward his hand. He easily slid two fingers inside her wet, hot vagina. Rena groaned with pleasure as Adam thrusted his fingers and then groaned in frustration when he stopped. Adam released Rena's hands, which immediately caressed his hair, his back, his arms, every inch of him that she could get her hands on.
"Now what do you want?" Adam asked.
"I need you to fuck me," Rena said in his ear. "I need to feel you inside me. Please, fuck me now. I want you so..." Adam cut her off with a kiss. Reaching down between them, Rena took his penis in her hand and rubbed it up and down her wet slit. Adam moved her hand and thrust deeply into her tight, soaking wet vagina. Rena moaned. She loved the feeling of him inside her, filling her physically, filling her whole body and mind with the sensation of his true self next to hers. She grabbed his ass. He came in and out of her. She felt his penis thrusting in and out of her. She felt his breath and heard it speed up. She felt the heat from his skin. Without breaking their connection, Adam rolled over so that Rena was on top of him, her knees hugging his hips, his erection buried deep inside of her. They took a moment to adjust to the different sensations of his position. Rena leaned down so that Adam could kiss, lick, and suck on her tits while she rode him. She bounced up and down on his erection, enjoying the feeling of being in control, setting the pace, feeling like she could dominate him if she wanted to. Adam's hands moved down her back, and he held onto her hips. Rena put her hands flat on his chest and sat up, giving him a stunning view of her body. He looked down and saw his hard penis shining and wet with her juices disappearing in her dripping pink lips. The sight of her tits bouncing was too tempting. He reached out and massaged them with his hands, twisting her nipples until she cried out. Adam knew she was going to come soon. He could tell from the expression on her face, the intensity of her moans, and the way he felt her inner muscles tightening around his sex. He pulled her close and bit her neck, holding her tightly. Rena came with him inside her. Her vagina spasmed, her legs shook, and she felt the sensation of pleasure and release flooding her body. She buried her face in his neck and showered him with kisses. Adam gave her a moment to recover from climaxing so hard.
"Where do you want to come?" Rena asked Adam. "In my pussy? In my mouth? Or on my tits?"
"Oh, you know where I want to come." "In your pussy," Adam answered. "I'm going to lick you until you scream, and then I'm going to take you from behind. How does that sound?"
"Oh, that sounds hot," she said, reaching over to stroke his penis.
"Hey, wait. Do you think other people can hear us?"
"I definitely think other people can hear us," he said. "And if they come out of their tents, they can see us too, just like we saw that other couple fucking in their tents. It's so fucking hot that there are probably people out there watching and listening to us have sex."
His penis twitched in her hand, and Rena knew that thinking about this turned him on.
"Now spread your legs and lay down," Adam ordered, and she complied with a smile.
Adam stayed true to his word. He licked Rena's vulva until she screamed. He sucked on her clitoris, stroked his lips with his tongue and his fingertips, and slammed two of his fingers in and out of her while he licked her. It didn't take long before her vagina was wet again, soaking wet. He was desperate to blow his load inside of her. Adam groaned with desire and told her to turn around, which she did very quickly. She got onto her hands and knees, and he caressed her ass and spread her cheeks apart and rubbed his erection along her slit. She gasped at the sensation of his smooth head against her lips at this angle. Without hesitation, Adam pushed his penis into her vagina as deeply as he could. Rena moaned and pressed back against him. As Adam rode her, they both imagined how this looked from the outside of the tent. Onlookers would be able to see Rena's large tits hanging down, her nipples erect. They would be able to see Adam's thick erection before each thrust into her. This thought took Adam over the edge. He moaned as he came with inside of her, feeling Adam's pulsing sex and ejaculation in her made Rena shudder through another intense orgasm. After a moment, they collapsed onto each other and onto the soft pile of blankets, sweaty in a tangle of arms and legs. Their heartbeats began to slow, coming back to reality. Rena realized that she heard footsteps outside their tent.
"Do you hear that?" she said quietly. "I think there are people outside. Or there were. I think I hear them walking away."
"I hear them too," Adam said. "And I think they definitely heard us."